Sports Talk Chicago with Joey Christopoulos is brought to you by...
Injured in an accident? That's no game. But you can bet those insurance companies are going to play dirty to keep that cash from you. What you need is a most valuable player on your team. MVP Injury Law has been bringing home the gold for their clients for over 30 years. No win, no fee. MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.
312-883-9500-MVP.
MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.
Welcome to Sports Talk Chicago. And now, with your host, Joey Christopoulos.
Coming back here on Sports Talk Chicago with Joey Christopoulos. I hope you're enjoying the new digs. I certainly am. Make sure you like this video if you're watching it on YouTube, or make sure you hit the subscribe button on our channel. Thank you so much for tuning in to WLS AM 890. Happy Saturday. Hope you're having a wonderful weekend. It's time. The Bears schedule is released. I'm probably going to do this four more times this summer, but what better than my schedule win-loss prediction 1.0 for the Chicago Bears season? Now, before I dive into this, looking at this schedule, I've got it split up into four tiers right now. So when we go through this and we look at all the wins and losses, I hope you realize that there are four very, very different types of games that the Chicago Bears are going to play this year. This schedule is not for the faint of heart. The road games are incredibly tough. The home games, when they have them, are against opponents that they better win. So there's four different tiers I have it set up in. The division is tier number one. Obviously, six games, two games versus the Lions, two games versus the Packers, two games versus the Vikings. I've got, on my count, five games that I just call the tough ones. They are all on the road. Ravens, Bengals, Eagles, Commanders, 49ers. All of those teams are been to the playoffs at least once in the last 2 years. Some of them are Super Bowl contenders, and one of them, oh yeah, by the way, is the defending Super Bowl champions. Then I have four games in what I call the gotta have 'ems. These are games that the Chicago Bears absolutely need to win if they want to be an over 500 team this year. Raiders, Saints, Giants, Browns. And then finally, I have a final category of the tiers. It's called a toss-up. Now, these games, depending on when they're played, who's on the field when it happens, could probably go either way. I could talk myself into the Chicago Bears winning this game. I could talk myself into the Chicago Bears easily blowing this game and losing it. And that's with the Cowboys and the Steelers. When you break it down like that, they got five tough games. And I think that's going to be the make or break of the season, is whether you believe the Chicago Bears are going to be able to compete in those games, and how many of those games in that five are they going to come away with? How many division wins are they going to get this year? That's going to be the test for this team. Okay, here we go. Week one, September 8th, Monday Night Football. Dun, 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 dun. The Chicago Bears host the Minnesota Vikings week one. If you join me in segment one, If you don't think that the Caleb Williams wanting to be on the Vikings to play for Kevin O'Connell won't be brought up again in week one of the NFL season, you don't pay attention to sports in 2025. This has a lot going for it. You got a division matchup right off the jump. In theory, as of right now, of this taping, you're going to get J.J. McCarthy's first start as a pro. You're going to get the Chicago Bears hosting on probably a beautiful night in September, Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson together for the first time. And you've also got Ben Johnson versus Brian Flores. We will dive more into these stats, but Ben Johnson against Brian Flores has had incredible success against him in his short NFL time going up against each other. Brian Flores is known for blitzing. He's known for shaking the tree of young quarterbacks, kind of making him a little bit nervous. But Ben Johnson has been able to find some answers and provide some offense against his defense. This is going to be a tight game. This is going to be a great matchup. Ben Johnson versus Kevin O'Connell on the offensive side of the ball. I'm going to go off, and I'm just going to say, I think the Chicago Bears win this game. Ben Johnson's first game, this crowd is going to be absolutely rocking. Chicago is going to have all of its eyes fixated on this matchup. And if you're telling me JJ's first game versus Caleb Williams, I'm giving the edge to Caleb on this one. And I'm going to say the Chicago Bears win week one versus the Vikings, and they go to 1-0. Week two, does it get any easier? The NFL bless the NFL and the Chicago Bears. When we're going through this, the first four or five of these matchups, there are all these weird little soap opera storylines for this Chicago Bears season. So when we're talking football and X's and O's on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we are going to be doing a little bit of this side soap opera story stuff. Week two, what better soap opera than Ben Johnson, or as my Lions friends like to call him, Benedict Johnson, goes to Detroit to play the Lions. Week two, September 14th at noon in Detroit. Ben Johnson returns home. Ben Johnson versus Dan Campbell. I'll be honest with you, taking on the Detroit Lions early on in the season when they're perhaps maybe working through some of the new offensive wrinkles or kinks with Ben Johnson no longer calling the plays, I could see this possibly being an advantage for the Chicago Bears. But again, I'm erring on the side of caution on this one, and I'm going to say the Chicago Bears lose week two to the Detroit Lions. Hopefully it's a high-scoring matchup, but there's just something about this matchup that, and personally, I'm not the first person that wants to crown Ben Johnson, right? But this is the first time, I think, that after spending the whole year being the offseason kings, I think the Chicago Bears get a little bit of a wake-up call and have to go back to the drawing board. Maybe just a little bit of, it's not here quite yet. It is only week two. The season is in its infancy. So the Bears go on the road. I don't think they play great. I think they lose. I think it is a 1-1. Moving on to week three, Chicago Bears play the Dallas Cowboys at home. A 3:25 game in the afternoon, September 21st. Going to be hot, probably going to be beautiful. And again, with the soap operas, Matt Eberflus comes home. Matt Eberflus revenge game. It's not normal to announce a defensive coordinator at any point really during the game, but you would have to think at some point the Chicago Bears fans in that stadium will make their voices felt and Matt Eberflus will get booed. In this particular matchup, as of right now, this is one of those toss-up games. And with those two toss-up games, I'm because it is 50-50, I have to be honest with myself, and I am going to go 1-1 on this. So I am going to say, as of this moment, the Dallas Cowboys beat the Chicago Bears in Week 3, and the Bears fall to 1-2. Part of my reasoning for that, just for right now, is that if you have a healthy Dak Prescott, it's early on in the season, the offense is humming, their defense is still healthy, Micah Parsons is on the field at the time, I think you're maybe catching the Dallas Cowboys a little bit at the wrong time in this matchup, and it could be high scoring, and I have doubts about our defensive line getting after the quarterback. You give Dak Prescott all day long to throw to either CeeDee Lamb or George Pickens, I think it could be a long day for the Bears defense, their secondary, and their defensive line. So I, in this particular case, I'm going to go with a loss. The Bears go 1-2. Week four, now this matchup is fun. September 28th in Las Vegas, the Chicago Bears take on the Las Vegas Raiders. Soap opera storyline, Tom Brady loves Caleb Williams. Tom Brady talks to Caleb Williams in the offseason, gives him advice. They have a relationship. I'm sure that story will be told at that time. This is in the gotta have it category for me. It's on the road, I understand that, but the Las Vegas Raiders, Pete Carroll, Ashton Jeanty, Geno Smith, Brock Bowers. I get it. They have some weapons, but I don't think that defense is near ready to compete outside of Max Crosby. The Chicago Bears have to have this game. I'm going with a W for the Chicago Bears. Chicago Bears get to 2-2 on the road. They get their first road win for Ben Johnson, and they have to pick that one up to go 2-2. Now with week five, we're doing it again this year. And I feel like this is a little bit of a detriment, and I don't like it, but the Chicago Bears go on bye week in week five. Everyone pour one out and make a joke for the Chicago Bears dominate the bye week and get a win. I probably made that joke last year. But at week five, this is still a little early on. You can make this positive spin case that for the Chicago Bears, after 4 weeks, Ben Johnson can kind of sit back and assess how the first month of the season has gone, things that he can do better, wrinkles in the offense that he needs to improve on, how to maybe push Caleb Williams if he gets off to a little bit of a slow start learning that new offense. All of this stuff is possible. But week five in the year, it's a little early because it just turns into quite a gauntlet, the marathon afterwards to finish up the year, and you just hope and pray that the Chicago Bears stay healthy throughout the season. Coming back, week six, the soap opera continues. The NFL knows what it's doing, ladies and gentlemen. Week 6, October 13th. little chill in the air. Hopefully the weather is still nice, but it's probably going to start cooling down. The Chicago Bears travel to Washington to take on the Commanders in Monday Night Football, the return of the Fail Mary. Tyreek Stevenson, all eyes on him. And this is just a part of it, is it will be really interesting to see that if the Chicago Bears are good this year, if the Chicago Bears win games, if Ben Johnson is the right guy for not just Caleb Williams, but for the Bears moving forward and for many years to come, we are going to have to live with the Matt Eberflus era for most of at least the first half of next year. There's too many moments and too many games of what went wrong last year where broadcasters, reporters, storylines are going to be created about what happened with the Bears last year and what they can possibly atone from by playing those teams this year. And this falls right into that category against the Commanders. Commanders are a good football team. Commanders are going for it. And because the Commanders are going for it right now on the road, I can't in good conscience say that the Chicago Bears are going to win this game. I got the Chicago Bears losing this game, falling to 2-3. Now, we're going to do this again as the season goes along. We're going to go through this win-loss, and my predictions can all change right now. But again, I am in show-me mode with the Chicago Bears. So when I look at these matchups, I'm just telling you what I think off the cuff and with what I know at this moment in the month of May. Chicago Bears fall to 2-3. We move on to Week 7. They host the Saints at home on noon, October 19th. This is a must-have-it game. The New Orleans Saints should be bad. As of this taping right now, Derek Carr is retired. They don't really have a quarterback. They don't really have anything on offense. Chris Olave, incredibly talented player, but again, Chris Olave dealing with concussion issues. Something you really have to keep an eye on, and something that you're not quite sure whether it's going to work out or not. So you got the New Orleans Saints Week 7. They got to pick this win up, and I think that they do. I think they move to 3-3 from there. And then comes the most difficult part of the schedule of the season for the Chicago Bears. Week 8, October 26th, just before Halloween, Chicago Bears travel to Baltimore at noon to play the Baltimore Ravens. This is a two-week stretch in AFC North gauntlet. I got this one as a loss. This is under the tough one tier category. I just can't wrap my head around it right now. If the Chicago Bears are for real and they come out and they win this game, this will definitely be one of those litmus test statement type games the Chicago Bears will have. But as of right now, I got it marked down as a loss. Prove me wrong. The week after that, week 9, November 2nd, they travel to Cincinnati to play Joe Burrow and the Bengals at noon. At this moment, we do not know whether Trey Hendrickson will be on the Bengals. He could be on the Bears. He could be on a totally different team. But again, this is another tough one. And when you talk about Joe Burrow and that offense, talk about our lack of pass rush, I'm not seeing it right now. I think the Chicago Bears lose that game as well, and I think they fall to 3-5. Are you scared yet? It's a tough schedule. And the good news with that is when you have a tough schedule and you start winning some of these games, you get a little bit more confidence and you do get an opportunity to prove your mettle that you are a good football team. But based on what I saw last year, the struggles that this team had, can Ben Johnson really turn all that around in 1 year? I'm not so sure. So the Chicago Bears heading into week 10 are 3-5. Not great. Good news, though, coming. The New York Giants come to play in Soldier Field, November 9th, Week 10 at noon. Again, this is a gotta-have-it game. The New York Giants, not very good. Again, this is a game where Caleb Williams will be the better quarterback in the matchup. And the Bears take care of business here, and I think they take care of business big. They win this game. They go to 4-5. The week after that is Week 11. November 16th, Minnesota Vikings at noon, loud, tough arena. Chicago Bears already won week one. Typically, I lean towards the Chicago Bears losing in Minnesota because that seems to be what the Chicago Bears do. So until further notice, I'm also putting that down as a loss. Chicago Bears fall to 4-6. Another tough game, another division rival. But again, I don't think that the Chicago Bears earn the benefit of the doubt in that matchup. And I think they fall to 4-6. That very next week, week 12, November 23rd, right before Thanksgiving, the Steelers come to town to play the Chicago Bears at Soldier Field at noon. Again, this is the gotta have it game. You gotta win this game. This is a toss-up, but I'm giving the Cowboys a loss. I'm giving the Steelers this one a win. The curious one in the soap opera on this one is that is Aaron Rodgers the quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers? And even if he is the quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers, does he make it to week 12 to play the Chicago Bears? And if he is, and he is week 12, we could possibly see that game get flexed. So we're moving on here. Chicago Bears sitting now at 5-6. Can they hang on? What does the rest of this schedule look like? So they're 5-6, and then the week after that, week 13, November 28th, Black Friday, 2 p.m. at Philadelphia. This is the litmus test. I've used that word before, but this is the one. If the Chicago Bears are for real and the Chicago Bears are in it, they figure out a way to win that game. And if they win that game, and let's say they flip the record, let's say they're over 500 at the time, I think that's when we can get really serious. And that actually might be the marker. That actually might be the week. When I do a show a couple days after that, and I crown Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams, and I jump off the skeptical train, and I hop into meatball land, and then really start talking about the Chicago Bears possibly doing some stuff if they win that game. I got that down as a loss right now. I got them moving to 5-7. The week after that, week 14, December 7th, at Packers in Green Bay. I know they got off the schneid last year, winning with that last-second field goal. Caleb Williams, great drive to finish it out. But until further notice, or with the Ben Johnson era, I'm going with the Packers winning that game. The Bears lose. They move to 5-8 in that one. 5-8. Up the track, not looking good, not looking towards the playoffs. Week 15 against the Browns, December 14th. That's a gotta-have-it win. Browns at the quarterback position, definitely struggling. They're probably also up the track. I got that as a win for the Chicago Bears. Week 16, it's a TBD. We'll see where that is in that particular case. Maybe the Packers are going for a playoff run. Maybe my record is wrong and the Bears are going for it. So we'll see where that lands. But the Packers at home, I do have the Bears splitting with the Packers this year. If the Matt Eberflus Bears can split with the Green Bay Packers last year, they certainly can split them this year. I got them winning that game, which moves them to 7-8. And then week 17, another tough one, Sunday Night Football, December 28th, the 49ers in San Francisco. I do believe that the San Francisco 49ers are going to bounce back this year, and I do believe that they are going to be playoff contenders. And if I'm riding with that notion right now, I think the Chicago Bears lose that game, fall to 7-9. And then in week 18, which is also to be determined, we don't know when the time and place of that is, the Chicago Bears host the Detroit Lions outdoors with Jared Goff. And I think the Bears can play spoiler here. Maybe the Lions are going for a playoff spot, but Jared Goff out in the cold. That is going to be a brutal game in windy conditions. That's a game probably be on my birthday, January 3rd or January 4th. I got the Bears winning that game. So the Chicago Bears, I have them right now as it stands. I have them going 8-9 for the season. And as you notice, the Chicago Bears, if it works out the way that I just predicted right now, and I might change my opinion because this is only 1.0, Chicago Bears are going to be multiple games under 500 at different times during the season. So it might be a very frustrating, difficult experience. But the schedule is not an easy one. Back to our tiers to wrap it up. In the division, with those six games, I do have them going 3-3. The tough ones, those tough matchups, those five games right there, those five matchups right there, I don't think I have them winning any of them. With the Gotta Have It games, I have them winning all of those 4-0. And then with the toss-ups, I have them going 1-1. So four Gotta Have Them's, 1-1 on the toss-ups. That's five wins with three divisions. That's eight. You can flip that around if you steal one of those tough games. But again, you might have to go 2-3 against the Ravens, Bengals, Eagles, Commanders, and 49ers all on the road because as the NFL, as we all know, you might lose one of those easy ones to the Raiders, Saints, Giants, or Browns. Does that seem doable to you? Does that seem plausible right now for you Chicago Bears fans? I'm erring on the side of caution. I'm sticking with my 8 and 9 for now. Of course, in a couple of months, we watch some training camp games, maybe some preseason. Caleb looks good. I'm all of a sudden flipping that number, and I think that the Chicago Bears go to 9 and 8. We'll see what happens. And for right now, I'm sticking to it, and I hope Chicago Bears fans do as well. They do not have the benefit of the doubt with me. They need to go out there, and they need to prove it. And I'm sorry, Ben Johnson. Typically, we would give new head coaches more of a leash, or we would talk ourselves into this hyperbole of what's going to happen and this offense is going to explode. But until we see it on the field, until I believe it, I'm looking at an 8 and 9 roster. I'm looking at an under 500 team. Now, 8 and 9 is an improvement of the 5 and 12 from the year before. But we've been down a long time. We want results. We want some wins. I just don't know if I see it right now based on this schedule on those types of road games that are going to be out in front of the Chicago Bears this year. That's going to do it here for Sports Talk Chicago with Joey Christopoulos. I want to thank my producer, John Meadows. I want to thank our brand new setup. I hope you like it. Please make sure you like the YouTube. Make sure you like this YouTube video. Make sure you like our YouTube channel. Hit the notification button if you want to. Comment and question below. I want to thank all the wonderful people listening here on WLS AM 890. Have a wonderful Saturday. I appreciate the time. I appreciate the listen. And until then, we will talk next week.
Injured in an accident? That's no game. But you can bet those insurance companies are going to play dirty to keep that cash from you. What you need is a most valuable player on your team. MVP Injury Law has been bringing home the gold for their clients for over 30 years. No win, no fee. MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.
312-883-9500 MVP.
MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.